Aleph, beginning of the Mishnah. We're starting a new sugya. Abchanines kan hakahanim oimer, Abchanine, who officiated as an assistant kohen gadol, so he related as follows. Mimeim shel kahanim, he remembered all the ways back. Leinimnu milisraif es haboso shenitmo bevlat hatume, im haboso shenitmo ba'av hatume, afal pi shemeisifin tuma al tumosai. Abchaninis kanakhanim said as follows. He remembered, the halacha is that if you have kochim kobonis that became tomei, you have to burn them. That's halacha number one. There's another halacha that one is not permitted to be metame kodesh. So Rab Chanina Skana Gahanim said he remembered that when they were in the process of burning kochim, they weren't careful, and they would take boso of a korban that touched shenitma bevlat hatume, that touched arishin letume. So if it touched something that is arishin letume, it became a sheni. And they took the sheni letume and they burnt it together im haboso shenitmo ba'avatume. They burnt it together with kochim, with kobonis that touched an avatume. So this boso was arishin. Afal pi shemeisifin tuma al tumosai. There are madregis in tume. There is an avi avoisa tume, a grandfather of tume, that's a mace. Someone who touches a mace is a avatume. And then we have four madregas of tumah afterwards, a rishin, a sheni, a shlishi, and a revi. Kodesh goes till a revi, tumah goes till a shlishi, and chulin goes till a sheni letumah. So Rab Chanina's Kana Kahanim said he remembered when they were burning kochim tumayim, they would burn together kochim, which were a sheni letumah, together with kochim, which were a rishin letumah. Even though by burning it together, you are creating that the sheni letume becomes more tome. Now the Poshet Pshat, the Mishnah, is very difficult to understand, because when a sheni letume will touch a rishin letume, it's still a sheni. So we have to understand b'chlal what the chiddush of Rab Chanina's Kana Kahanim is. But for practical purposes, the Gemara says that there's a mistake in the Mishnah. The boso did not touch a rishin letume, the boso touched a sheni letume. Ha boso shenitmo bevlad vlad hatume. So this boso kodesh touched a sheni letume, so this boso was a shlishi letume. Now the shlishi was burnt together with the rishin. So when a shlishi touches a rishin, it becomes a sheni. So now we understand the chiddush of Rab Chanina's Kana Kahanim, that even though one is not permitted to be metame kolbonis, afal pikein, that when they burnt the kolbonis, they were not careful, and they made from a rishain a sheni letume. Now let us see Rashi. Mimeim shel kehanim. So now Rashi is a kasha. We're learning Masechtas Pesachim, which deals in Inyanei Pesach, and how all of a sudden do we get involved in Hilchas Tumah V'Tareh. So Rashi answers, Hochi nokat lo mishum seife. Diktoni midivreim lo madnu shesefim tumah tahirim atmeya bepesach. Rav Meir will soon say, that is the seife of the Mishnah, that from what was said before, we can learn out that when you burn chometz in Pesach or Erev Pesach, you can burn tumah tahirim atmeya. So this is already Hilchas Pesach already. So since the seif of the Mishnah is Negei Hilchas Pesach, that's why the whole Mishnah is brought down. Let us see Rashi further. Milisraif es haboso shenitmo bevlat hatume. They used to burn boso kodesh that became tomei by touching a vlat hatume, by touching a rishin letume. So Rashi explains, shenoga boso kodesh zeh, this boso kodesh, this korban touched berishin letume. It touched a rishin letume. Vahavale ihu sheni. So now this boso is a sheni letume. Vloinimnu milisofa imchomo mimenu. And they did not hold themselves back to burn it with boso that is more tome. Mimishin noga baavatume. They burnt it with something that touched, with basar kodesh that touched an avatuk. So now Rashi wants to explain that's what they did. But what is the lomdus? Why were they permitted to do it? So Rashi says as follows. The hoyel, since, va'af zeh hakal l'sreifa oime, since the sheni l'tume, which we are making more tume, which we are making more tome, so since it's going to be burnt side by side, we're not going to eat it. Loichoshu imetamim oiso yoiser mimasha hoya. So they were not afraid if they made it more tome. Poshet Pshat and Rashi is that the whole reason that there's an iser to be metame kodesh, the whole reason there's an iser to be metame trume, we learn out from a pasuk as mishmeres trumoisai, one has to watch trume to make sure it shouldn't become tome. So the reason of this iser is because there's a mitzvah to eat trume, there's a mitzvah to eat kodesh. Therefore, you have to be careful; it shouldn't become tome, because if it will become tome, you can't eat it anymore. Therefore, Rashi says, but if you have a korban that is tome already and it's going to be burnt, so then it doesn't matter if you're making it more tome. And Bemisin, we had the same svara in Taisvist of Yud Gimel Amad Aleph. Taisvist says, Kivin the Seifer le also velelech le ibo, Taisvist the Bamasl of the Seifer, Taisvist dimensions this svara. Since it's going to become also, and it's going to be destroyed, shari le Seifer kamele tamoise. You're allowed to burn trume, just like you're allowed to be metame trume. So Taisvist seems to say the same svara, that the whole issa of burning and being metame trume is by doing this, you're taking away the possibility or the ability to eat it. But if you can't eat it side by side, so then there's no issa whatsoever to be metame. Bigmore porech, but the Gemara will ask, in the case that the Mishnah brings down, my toismes tume ike, by putting together a sheni with a rishain, you are not adding tume. Halaygam b'rishayne bivlat tume noga. The sheni became a sheni by touching a rishain. Ba'achshav chayze v'negeye bivlat tume. Now again, it's touching a rishain. So there's no, you're not adding more tume. Before it was a sheni l'tume, and now it remains a sheni l'tume. So what did Rab Chanina's Kanakanim say? Shemaisifim tuma al tumosai. So we explained before that the Gemara says it's speaking about a shlishi l'tume that you burn together with a rishin l'tume. Hoisif Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva went and said another edus, a bigger chiddush. Ba'oma, and he said, mimeyem shol kahanim. All the time, the kahanim from all time back, loy nimnu milahadlik es hashemen shenifsal betvul yoim b'ner shenitmo betomei meis. A tvul yoim means a person that, let's say, was tomei, and his tara was he should go to the mikveh. So by going to the mikveh, then most of the tumei goes off, but he still remains tomei till it becomes night. That is the tumah of a tvul yoim. This tvul yoim, that means after tvila b'mikveh, before it became night, is b'koyach to pasel tumah. That means that, we mentioned before, there's an avi avos ha-tumah, there's a grandfather, there's a father, then there's four madreges, a rishin l'tumah, a sheni l'tumah, a shlishi l'tumah, and a revi l'tumah. Chulin goes to Sheni. Trume goes to a Shlishi, and Kochim goes to a Revi. So now a Tvul Yoim is a little less than a Sheni Letume, and he can passel Trume. If he touches Trume, the Trume cannot be eaten anymore. So now Rabbi Kiva said as follows. They took Shemen Shel Trume. They took oil of Trume, shenifsal b'tvul yoim, that a tvul yoim passled it. That means a tvul yoim touched it, and it became tome. Why does the Mishnah say a loshen shenifsal? If you'll notice the first bove of the first case of the Mishnah, it says Basar shenitma bivlat hatumim. The basar became tame. Here we say that the shemen became posel. So the difference between posel and tame is that something that is tame can be metame another thing. That means basar kodesh, that is ashlishi litume, could be metame other kochim to make it a revi. So that basar is called, it is tame. Shemen shel trume that became a shlishi does not go, a truma does not go to a rabbi. So that means this is the last madrega of tume. It can't go further. If it can't go further, it is not called it is tume, it is called it is posel. So he had over here shemen, oil of trume, shenivsal betvul yoim, that a tvul yoim, a person who went to the mikveh that day, and it was before the night, before Tzeis HaKechavim, he touched the shemen, and the shemen became a shlishi letumeh. So when they used to burn the shemen, they burnt it b'ner shenitma b'tomei meis. They put it into a receptacle that touched a tomei meis. They said, put it into a receptacle that touched a tomei meis. A tomei meis is a av hatumeh. A person who touched a mace, so he is an av hatume. So the ner was a rishin letume. So now they took shemen, which was a shlishi letume. They put it into a ner, which was a rishin letume. We made from the shlishi a rishin. Afal pi shemaisifin tuma al tumosai. Even though we are by burning the shlishi in the ner, it becomes a sheni. And that was the Hoysofa of Rabbi Kiva. We'll see in the Gemara what Rabbi Kiva is adding on to Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kahanim. The way we mentioned before, Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kahanim is also speaking about from a shlishi they made a sheni. And here also it's speaking about from a shlishi letume they made a sheni letume. So we'll see in the Gemara what Rabbi Kiva was machadish. Let us see what Rashi says. Bener? No. Milahadlik shemen shel truma. They used to kindle oil of truma. Shenivsal betvul yoim. The shemen became posel through a tvul yoim. Vehu shlishi. The shemen is a shlishi letume. The tvul yoim posel as a truma min hatoire. A tvul yoim pasels truma. How do we know this? B'yavam es perika oru. We learn that from a posik. Mi bechol kodesh loisiga. This pasuk is speaking about a yeledes, a woman that had a child, before the 80th day came about, that's if she had an ekeiv. So it says, after she toivled herself, she is not permitted to touch truma. Mi b'chol kodesh loy siga. She's not permitted to touch truma. So now Rashi explains, what halacha does this yeledes say? V'yeledes mi shetovlo. And the yeledes that toivled herself, l'soif yemei tume, after the yemei tume ended, that means if by nekeve after 2 weeks, by zoche after 1 week, ad melois yemei tahare shalot, till the yemei tahare end, tvulas yoim oruchi. So she has a locha of a tvul yoim. That means the tvila ended, but her tzeis akechovim did not come yet. Sherei eina ru'uye lohovi kapore, and yet she cannot bring a korban, ad yoim shmoinim ve'echo, till the 81st day. The 81st day she can bring a korban. So that means she becomes toher the night to the 81st day. Alma lehavi herev shemesh di lo at shkia sacham od shmoinim. Her sun goes down, that means she becomes oistvu yoim, after by the night to the 81st day. So al kaponim we learn out from this pasuk that a tvul yoim pasels trume. Now they took this trume, which was a shlishi letume, bener shenitma betomei meis, and they kindled this in a receptacle that touched a tomei meis. So Rashi explains, tomei meis, a person who touched a meis, avatumehu. He is a avatume. Umetame kalim. And if he touches a keli, the keli will become tome. Dechsiv, how do we know that a tome mace can be metame kalim? Because it says in the Pasuk, V'chol asher yiga boy ha-tomei, whatever this tomei is speaking about a tomei mace, a person who touched a mace, he became an avatomei. So the Pasuk says, whatever he will touch, yitmo, will become tomei. So the Pasuk includes everything. Sayif will touch a keli, Sayif will touch an oichel, everything what he touches will become tomei. Then the Pasuk says further, V'hanefesh ha-negas, and a person will touch him, Titma adorev, so that person will also become tomei. This pasuk is beparshas poreg gabi tumis meis. Alma. So Rashi says, from this pasuk you see, tomei meis, a person who touched a meis, mitamei odom, he's bekoyach to make a person tomei. That means a person who touched a meis is an av hatume, he'll touch a person, that person will become a rishin letume. Vaso akosuv av hatume, a tomei meis is an av hatume. Kisheretz, just like a dead sheretz is an avatume, an avela, that animal is an avatume. Shemitamim odom, they are bekoyach to make a person tome. If they'll touch a person, that person will become tome. Veloi kinoigeya bohem. A person who touches a mace is not like someone who touches a sheretz. A person who touches a mace is an avatume. A person or anything who touches a sheretz is a rishin letume. A rishin letume she'ein metame ela oichle no mashken. A rishin letume can only be metame food and mashken and drink. Kedechsiv b'shrotzim, because this says in the parsha of Shrotzim, it says that a sheretz fell into an oven. So the pasuk says as follows. So the seder atum is as follows. The sheretz that falls into the oven is metame the oven. So the oven becomes a rishin letume. Now it says, kol asher b'soicha yitmo, whatever is in the oven will become tome. What's whatever is in the oven? Mikol ha'oichel asher ye'ochel asher yovei olav mayim yitmo. Every oichel will be mekabel tome. V'chol mashka she'yishosa v'chol kli yitmo. So it says, what is mekabel tome from a keli that touched a sheretz? Only an oichel and a mashke. So that's what it says in the pasuk. Alma loy mekabel tume min akeli. You can't be mekabel tume from akeli. Shekibel tume min asheretz. That was mekabel tume from asheretz. Ela oichel umashke bilvad. Something that touches asheretz is arishin letume. Arishin letume can only be mitama oichel umashke. Veloy odom vekelim. But a person who touches a mace is an avatume. He can be metame odom vekeila. V'hai ner havi rishain. This ner is a rishin letume. V'achshav yeshkan toisves tume. So now we are adding tume. Shemitchilo yeshemen ze shlishi. Before the shemen of tume was a shlishi. V'choizav enase sheni ayidei haner. And now it became a sheni letume. Narashi says now a new svara. The hoyo v'yesh tuma olot, since it is tome already, loy chashinen lay umuta lohisiv biyadayim. So now Rashi in Rabbi Kiva says a new svara. He says, since it is tome already, so there's no difference if you make it more tome. Rashi in Rab Chanine said a different svara. Rashi in Chanine said, since it's going to be burnt side by side, doesn't matter if you're metamid. These are two distinct svaras. We have to understand why didn't Rashi say this svara by Rab Chanine. Here Rashi is saying a new svara. If it's tomei, so there's no difference, more tomei or less tomei. Later in the coming the Gemara, perhaps we'll have a teretz to this kasha. So, the vial, we had two halachas. Rab Chanines Kana Kahanim said they used to take kodshim, which was a shlishi letume. They burnt it together with kodshim, which was a rishin letume, and they made the shlishi asheni. And there Rashi said the reason is because, since we're burning it, it doesn't matter if you're matamid. Rabbi Kiva said they used to take shemen of trume, which was a shlishi letume. They burnt it in a ner that was also an arishin letume, and they made this shlishi asheni. And here Rashi says the svar is, since it's tummy, it doesn't matter if you make it more tummy. Omar Rabbi Meir. So now, because of this memory of Rabbi Meir, we're blessed to have this whole sugi in Pesachim. So Rabbi Meir said as follows, Midivreyem lomadnu, from what they said, who the day is a whole shail in the Gemara, but Midivreyem lomadnu, from what they said, we can learn a new aloch. She'serfim truma tahoira im hatmeya bepesach. That you could burn if it is Erev Pesach, and you have chametz tikkei truma, and you have chametz tikkei truma which is toyer, and you have chametz tikkei truma which is tomei. So Rab Meir said, from what they said, we can derive that you can burn truma tahoira, you can burn toyer tikkei truma, we didn't have this till now, you can burn toyer tikkei truma with tomei tikkei truma, Bepesach, Erev Pesach. That's what Rav Meir said. Now, let us just think out loud. Now, if we would say the first svore that Rashi said in Rav Chanine, that Rav Chanine held that, why are you allowed to make a shlishi, a sheni? So Rashi says, since it's going to be destroyed side by side, vav ze hakalas reifa oimet, since it's going to be burnt, it won't be eaten. So it doesn't matter if you're metamid. So that svore, l'chayre, we could use by truma tahayre with tmeya also. Since we're burning the truma tahayre, we won't eat it side by side, so it doesn't matter if we're metamid. According to the second svore that Rashi mentioned to Rabbi Kiva, that since it is tamei, doesn't matter if you make it more tamei, so then it's no comparison. Here we're speaking about you have truma tahoira and you're being metame truma tahoira. But again, we'll see in the sugya from who did Rab Meir learn his halacha. Omar Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yossi comes and disagrees with Rab Meir. And he says, Eina hi hamida. It is no comparison. Truma tahoira is no comparison to kochim tmeim, is no comparison to shemen tomei. You can't compare these two. There you have tume, and here you have it's toil the gamri. It's no comparison. And then Rabbi Yossi says further, Umoidim Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, we'll see, we have a machloikis, a different machloikis, between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. There's a machloikis, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, if a person has truma teluya, if he's permitted to burn truma teluya in truma tmeya. Now, what is truma tluya? Truma tluya is truma which we don't know if it became tomei or not. Truma tluya, you're not allowed to eat. So there's a machloikis. Truma tluya, if you're allowed to burn it together with truma tmei. So Omar Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi said, Eina hi amide, but it is no comparison. Eina hi amide, it is no comparison to truma tahoira, to what we learned till now. Umoidim Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua will agree, She'serf in Zula Atma v'Zula Atma. If you have Truma Tahoira and Truma Tmeya, you have no right to be Metamei the Truma Tahoira. You have to burn it in two separate fires. Amen, Echleku. Omar Rabbi Yossi, Eina hi amidus. Rabbi Yossi says that what Rabbi Meir said is no comparison. You cannot compare Truma Tahoire to what we learned till now. Umoidim Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, in this case, if you'll have Truma Tahoire, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua will be Moide Sheserf and Zula Atma v'Zula Atma. You have to make two separate fires because you have no right to be Metame Truma Tahoire. Alman echleku, where do we find a machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua? Ala tluya v'ala tmeya. If you have truma tluya, truma which is a suffix tome, and you have truma which is vadai tome, there she Rabbi Lezer oimet isor v'zul atzma v'zul atzma. There Rabbi Lezer holds, you burn each one separately. Rabbi Yeshua oimet shteim ka'achas, Rabbi Yeshua holds, you can burn both together. So the Mekel, Rabbi Yeshua, was only Mekel by Tluya. But by Tahoira, no one ever said that you can burn Truma Tahoira imat Meya. Let us see Rashi. Midivreim lomadnu sheserfim Truma Tahoira imat Meya bepesach. So Rashi says, when are we speaking about im zman habir? That the time when you get rid of the chametz, we'll see Rashi poshet means the seventh hour of the day erev Pesach. The hoyil vayleches leibud afa tahira. Since the tahira is going to be destroyed, it's chametz, you're going to burn it. Ba'asura midaraisa, you're not allowed to eat it. Leichashina lishmirosa. So there's no din of mishmeres trumoisai. This was the svara we started in the beginning of this year. The whole reason one is not permitted to be metame trume is because you have to make sure that you should be able to eat it. But since you can't eat it tzivasai, it is shor shviyis, and you have to burn it and you can't eat it, so there's no din, there's no purpose in watching it, in protecting it, it shouldn't become tummy. Even though normally we have to protect Trume, it should not become Tomei. That is only when there's a possibility that it might be eaten. But if it can't be eaten, it has to be destroyed. There's no din of Mishmeres Trumei. This is the Svara of Rameya. Rabbi Yossi told Rameya, Eino hi amida, there's no comparison. Iata yochid lilmei desu midivrayim. You cannot learn out your halacha from what they said. The Gemara meforish amai eini amida, the Gemara is going to explain why isn't it a comparison. Umoidim Rabbi Eleza, Rabbi Yossi kamala, this is a continuation of Rabbi Yossi. The aval gav the ifli gav Eleza of Rabbi Yeshua besreifes trume. That's what he's saying. Even though we do find a machloikis between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, if one is permitted to burn truma in the bimetamit, bahamaydu, but in your case, both of them agree, sheserf and zula atzma, bezula atzma. Let us see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Michdei, we'll go back to the first case of Rab Chanina. The Rab Chanina said they took a sheini letume, they burnt it together with a rishin letume. Mechdei, so the Gemara says, let us see. Boso shenitmo bivlat hatume, boso that touched a rishin letume, my havi sheini. So it became a sheini. Kisoref lei bahadi boso shenitmo ba'av hatume, if you're going to burn it, together with meat, which is a rishin, my havi, so it's still a sheini. Is sheini v'sheiniu. Before it was a sheini letume, and by burning it together with the rishin, it remains a sheini. My moisif loy tumah al tumasi. So where did you add tumah? Where did it become more tumah? Before it was a sheini, now it's a sheini. Omar Rav Yehuda hocha bivlad vlad askina. Here we are speaking about that the boso did not touch a vlad tumah, did not touch a rishin tumah, touched a sheini tumah. The havelei shlishi. So now this boso is a shlishi tumah. And he holds from a shlishi, you are allowed to make a sheini. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, sheini v'sheinihu, mitchila ha-v'sheini, mitchila o-yesheini, before it was a sheini, letum v'adayin sheini, it still is a sheini. So the Gemara answers, hoche bevlad vlad askinin, hai bevlad tume diktoni masnisin, vlad vlad come out. It touched a sheini letum, the hainu sheini. Uboso shenoga boy have a shlishi, and the boso that touched it is a shlishi letumen. Rihoda sofilei bahadi boso shenitma bahavatumen. Now you're going to burn it together with the boso that touched an avatumen. Shehu rishin. You're taking a shlishi, you're burning it with a rishin. Choyze venasa shlishi is a sheini. So now the shlishi becomes a sheini. Fine. So now we know pshat and Rab Chanina. So the Gemara asks, but there's another problem. We have a klal that one oichel, one food, cannot be metame another food. We'll see an oichel, a food can be metame a liquid can be metame a food, but one oichel cannot be metame another oichel. So memele, so we're back to the what was the chiddush of Rab Chanina? When a shlishi touches a rishon, nothing happens with it, because ein oichel metame oichel. One oichel cannot be metame another oichel. The sanya we learned in the barais, yochel ye oichel metame oichel. I would think that one oichel could be metame another oichel. Talmud Loim, it says in the posik as follows, v'chiyutan mayim al zera. If water fell on zroim, V'nofar minivlosam olof. And then a dead sheretz fell on these roim. Tomei hu. So this zera is tomei. So we darshan, what is this hu? Hu tomei. He is tomei. Vein oisi ki yoitze by tomei. But it cannot make something that is similar to it tomei. That means this zera is tomei, but if we'll touch another zera, the other zera won't become tomei. Now, this, the zera that the sheretz fell on is a rishin letume. And it says if it touches something that is similar to it, if it touched another zera, it will not make it tome, even though we know a rishin can make a sheni letume. So we see this exeris hakosuv that ain oichel metama oichel. So memele, so we have a problem. So where was the ahisofas tume? Where did we add tume? How could we make from the shlishi a sheni? If there's a klal in oichel metamo oichel. So the Gemara says, in this halacha of ein oichel metamo oichel, there's a three-way machlokes. So hanicha l'abaye, according to Abaye, da'oma loishonu ela b'chulen. Abaye said, this halacha only applies by chulen. Macholim of chulen. It is not trume, it is not kodesh. Then there's a din ein oichel metamo oichel. Avo betrume vekotchim, but by trumen kotchim oisi ki yaitse boy. By trumen kotchim, there's a klal oichel metama oichel. So according to Abaye, it's beautiful. So memela, our Mishnah is speaking about kotchim. By kotchim, there is a klal oichel metama oichel. So we understand our Mishnah very well. That's according to Abaye. Ula rav ade barava mishmei derov enami do'omar. Loishonu ela chulin v'trume. He said differently. Chulin and trume. There the halacha is ein oichel metam oichel. Avol bekotchim oisi ki yoitzi behem shapir. But by kotchim oichel metam oichel, so it's also good. So our Mishnah is speaking about kotchim. So if the Mishnah is speaking about kotchim, so memele, so then it's oichel metam oichel, and there's a hisofas tume, and Rav Chinis Kanakanim said you're permitted to do it. So according to Rav Ade Barave, it's also good. So the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz asks Akasha, according to Rav Ade Barave, it's not too good. So what is the chiddush of Rav Meir? Rav Meir said, "Midevreim lomanu shesoyfem trume toirem et meye bepesach, by trume ein oichel metama oichel." So what is the chiddush of Rav Meir? So the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says, "Ein chanami." It means Rav Chanin is good. Rav Meir tak is no good. But Rab Chanina, we understand the Chiddush of Rab Chanina. That's what the Gemara means, it's good. Elo, le Ravino Mishmei Derove, but according to Ravino Mishmei Derove, the Omar, Mikro Mole Dibber HaKosav, he said the Pasuk did not differentiate. Lo Ishna Chulen, Lo Ishna Truma, Lo Ishna Kochim, Einoi Oisei Ki Yoitzei Boi, that there's a klal all over. That the ein oichel metama oichel is ma'ikal meimar. So now we're back to the kasha. So where's the hisofas tume? The boso, which is a rishin, will not be metama the boso that is a shlishi. So the Gemara answers, hoche b'maya skinan de'ike mashkin bahadi boso. That this boso had some liquid on it. So there was mashkin on the boso. Oh, there was mashkin on the boso. So this boso that touched a av hatume. So there was mashkin on the boso. There was a liquid on the boso. So the liquid also touched an av hatume. So we have a mashkin, which is a rishin letume. So this mashkin, which is a rishin letume, is touching the kodesh, which is a shlishi letume. Now mashkin metama oichel. So memele, so the shlishi will become a sheni, not because of the oichel rishon, but because of the mashkin that is a rishon. That is the teretz of the Gemara. Hoche b'may eskin dika mashkin b'hadei boso. There is mashkin on the boso. The kometame machmas mashkin. So the shlishi will become a sheni because of the mashkin. So the Gemara says that's a beautiful teretz, but the Tana didn't tell us about it. If that is the case, hayim haboso shenitma ba'ava tume, im haboso romashkin mi boilef. The whole chiddush of Rav Chanina is, when there is mashkin, he should have specified that we are speaking about that there was mashkin on the rishin latume, which is also rishin latume. He didn't say that. So that's not a good teretz. So the Gemara says, so what is the teretz? Elo nehei. Dein oichol metama oichol midiyereise midarabonon miyu metame. So now the Gemara says a new teretz. That ein oichol metama oichol. That's minatoire. But midarabonon an oichol is metama oichol. So let us see what the Mishnah is telling us. So the Mishnah is telling us, we had basal which was a shlishi letumim, minatoire. Now this basal touched a rishin letumim minatoire. And it became a sheni letumim midarabonon. It became a sheni letumim midarabonon. So that is the chiddush of Rab Chanina. We can take a shlishi letumim, which is about to be destroyed, and make it a sheni letume midarabona. That is pshat in Rab Chanin. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "V'hein oichel metama oichel, v'kiven dolei metama lei, my tais v'sike." If an oichel cannot be metama oichel, where is there a tais v'stume? So the Gemara answers, "V'hein oisek ki yaitzibay." That's who Tomei v'naisa ki yaitzabai. Who Tomei mashma miyuta. Davke, this is Tomei, but it cannot be metame something else similar to it. Avotume v'kotshim oisa ki yaitzabai. The Alfina. So now Rashi wants to explain what right do we have to differentiate between Trume and Kotshim. Trume kotshim oichel metame oichel. Chulen ein oichel metame oichel. Where do we see a difference? The Yalfine min Nevuas Chagai. We learn from the Nevua of Chagai, Lechem v'nozid yayin v'shemen. Now we'll have later in the Gemara, Chagai was before the binyan of the Bayis Sheni. So Chagai called the Kahanim together and started giving them a test to see if they're acquainted with Hilchas Tumim. So yes, the Mashaila, what'll be if a Sheret, a dead sheretz will touch lechem. The lechem will touch nozid, which is oichet amachol. The nozid touches yain, and the yain touches shemen. And the Gemara says later, he asked them a shaila of revi'i ba'kodesh. Is a revi'i ba'kodesh tomei or not? He wanted to see if they knew the halachas. So Rashi says, from this pasuk you see that by kochim oichel metam oichel, it was lechem v'nozid. The lechem touched the nozid, which was a tafshul, and so you see that the lechem can be metame the nozid. So you see by kodesh oichel metame oichel. So if you see by kodesh oichel metame oichel, shapir the mas nisin bekotchem kamayri kaminon. Our Mishnah is speaking about kotchem, but according to the last man the yama, according to Rabbi Nimishmei Derov, it says, Mikra Moloi, Loi Hoitzi Mi Mashmoi, there's no difference. Loi Trume V'loi Kotshim, Elo Dover Sholem Diber, the Ein Oichel Metama Oichel Oilam. One Oichel can never be Metama another Oichel. And the Buas Chagai, what do you do with the Posek? Tumis the Rabbonin. That's a Tumis the Rabbonin. Kva nigzru kdul kamon. There was nigzru already. Avo di reise loy metamei. Elo oichel mashke, mashke oichel. Only an oichel ki metama mashke, na mashke metama an oichel. Kama bepirkin. Yalif lo do oichel metama mashke, mashke oichel. But an oichel can never be metama min a teirem. So what is pshat in the Mishnah? So the Gemara answers the ike mashke bahadei boso. That there is a mashkin on the boso. Kshenoga ba'avatume. When the basar touched an avatuma, ya mashke taifeya choler, there was mashke on it. Venitmo imo. So just like this oichel became a rishin, the mashke also became a rishin. Vahava afa mashkin rishin, the mashke is also a rishin latuma. Chesherfo, when he started burning the two kachim together, adayin hualer, the mashke is still on the basar. So the boso that is being burned together with the boso that's a rishin will become tummy because of the mashke. So the Gemara asked on that, if that is pshat in the Mishnah, the Tanna should have said that there was mashke. So the maskonas of Gemara is midarabonam metame, because moisvilei tuma midarabonam, that the whole isophis tuma is only a tuma darabonam. Now, perhaps we could say, if we see, according to this teretz of the Gemara, According to this teretz of the Gemara, we see Rab Chanina. What did Rab Chanina say? Rab Chanina said you can take a shlishi diyoraisa and make it a sheni derabono. We'll see later in the Gemara, and so Rabbi Kiva said, you can take a shlishi diyoraisa and make it a sheni diyoraisa. So that is the difference between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Chanina according to this teretz. So if we will assume for 1 minute that Rabbi Chanina holds you cannot make a shlishi diyoraisa, a sheni diyoraisa. He only said you can make a shlishi diyoraisa, a sheni derabono. So l'chayre, we have to understand what is the difference between a sheni derabonon or a sheni diyoraisa. So l'chayre, we could explain this as follows. When the rabbonon said that something is tomei, in reality, there's no such thing as a tumid derabonon. That means the rabbonon did not create tumis. They're not pekoyach to create tumis. Tumis is an entity. Either it's tomei or it's not tomei. A tumid derabonon is that mid rabbonon has a halacha keilu it is tomei, but they did not create tumis. No, it has a halacha keilu it is tomei. That's a tumid derabonon. So it could be as follows. If Rab Chanina would hold the svore that Rashi says, since it's saivasai tomei, so it doesn't matter if you're making it more tomei, so why was he only matter a tumah derabonon? You can make a tumah deraisa also. If it's saivasai tomei, so if that's the svore, there's no difference between a tumah derabonon and a tumah deraisa. So vaistois Rab Chanina did not hold this svore of since it's saivasai tomei, I can make it more tomei. So therefore, a tumah deraisa holds, you're not permitted to make. Only a tumah derabonon. So Rashi says, what is the svore? But I'm putting more dinim on it. So Rashi says, so now there's a new svore. There's a svore, since it's heilach le'ibod, so I'm allowed to be metamed. But a tumah deraisa could be, I'm not permitted to be metamed. And we'll see later in the sugya, there are two svores. There's one svore, one is not permitted to be metamed kodesh, or trume, because he will be unable to eat it. And there's another svore, one is not permitted to be metamed kodesh, period. B'chol kodesh lo siga. There's a bezun dereisa to be metamed kodesh. So it could be Rab Chanina is only held as the first issa of being metamei kodesh, so you'll be unable to eat it. So here, saivasai, you won't be able to eat it because you're going to burn it. But the second svara, that there's an issa to be metamei kodesh, that he held a tumah deraisa, you're not allowed to put on it. Therefore, he's only mater a tumah derabon. Let us see Tosfos. Avo trume vekotchim oisin ki yaitse behem. The first mandioma held that by trume vekotchim oisin ki yaitse behem. Perish bekunteris, Rashi says, how do you know to differentiate between trume, kodesh, and chulin? The nofik mikro de chagai. We learn that from the pasuk of chagai. It says as follows. El halechem vi el hanozit. So we explained before that the pasuk is speaking about that a dead sheretz touched the lechem, and the lechem touched the nozit. So you see, klo by kodesh that tuma oisik yaitze boy. Ula rabbeinu tam de beforish lekamon oy halanozit. The rabbeinu tam learns a different shot in the pasuk. He says that the sheretz either touched the lechem or the sheretz touched the nozit. The pasuk does not mean that the lechem touched the nozit. So, Mimele, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, we have no raya from this pasuk that by kotchem oichel metama oichel. So, how do we know to differentiate between kotchem and chulin? Oimeri, a different mekayel. To nafkelei, we learn that from the pasuk, meva habosa, it says by kotchem, habosa asheyiga bechol tomei lo yeyochel. Boso will touch anything that is tomei lo yeyochel. So what does kol tomei mean? Afilu ba'oichel. Afilu will touch an oichel, it's also tomei. So we see that by kodesh, there's a din of oichel metama oichel. That is the makor that by kodesh oichel metama oichel. Utrume nafkelon, how do we know by trume there's a din of oichel metama oichel? This pasuk is only speaking about kodesh. Iskiv in delay metzinu lemeim amikra molei dibarakos. We see from this pasuk that the pasuk of Tomei hu v'noisi ki yaitze be Tomei is not speaking by all cases. The ike kochim, the oisin ki yaitze ben, by kodesh, the din is oichel metam oichel. is nuki kro bededomi tvei dain nechulon. So memele, if I say I have two psukim, I have one pasuk kodesh oichel matam oichel, one pasuk that ain't oichel matam oichel. So I say, mistama, that pasuk is speaking about the dovo that is the most kill, and that is chulon. So I say by chulon, ain't oichel matam oichel. What did the Gemara answer? So the first answer of the Gemara was the Ike Mashkin Bahadi Boso. That the Boso, which was originally Tume, had some Mashkin on it, and that Mashkin is Metame, the Shlishi, and makes it a Sheni. Mikan Medagdek Rivo. So from here, the Rivo was Medayik, the Mashkin Metame Bepoches Merevis. That mashkin tmeyim could be metame even though the mashkin is less than the revius. The stam mashkin the bahadei bosa, so Taisa says if there was some mashke on the bosa less than the revius, some of there wasn't a revius of mashkin. And if it says if this mashkin is metame, the shlishi to make it a sheni, so you see that less than the revius is bekoyach letame. That's a raya from our Gemara. Ulekamo nami omru. Now, Tosfos brings the Gemara later. Gabi mayim, by mayim it says, avol poches merevius tmeim. Less than a revius is tome. Now, let us just explain what the Rivo said. The Rivo personally held there's no difference between being mekabel tome and being metame acherim. And if, so the Rivo brings two rayas. From our Gemara you see, that to be metame acherim less than a revius is bekoyach to be metame, and from the Gemara further that says mayim less than a revius is mekabel tume, so you see that by Kabbalah's tume also you don't need a revius. And he held poches me revius, there's no difference between Kabbalah's tume and metame acherim, both of them it's, you don't need a shir revius. Rashi further and daf yudzayin amud beis differentiates. Rashi says Kabbalah's tume is good less than the revius. To metame acherim, you need a revius. So according to Rashi, we'll have a problem. What do you do with our Gemara? But Al Kapoy Mamidim, the Gemara says Navoi Dezore. Gabi Yayin Nesach, the metame tumis mashkin be revius. Yayin Nesach. If you had Yayin of a goy, it's metame be revius. You need a revius. The peirik beis the need the gabi dam hayorik, a dam that is yellow, is also metame berevius or bekame duchtin. So now we have a problem. Here the Rivo says that a filakolshu could be metame, and we have here two gemores. Yain nesach is metame berevius, dam hayorik is metame berevius, need a revius. Oimer Rivo, the bepsu givia airi. These gemores are speaking about, there are two types of tumen. The normal tumen is that a dovo tome touches something else. So it is metamet. That's called tumes maged. Tumes maged, Rivo says, there's no shir in the mashke. The mashke can be a koshu, it's also metamet. There's a tumen de rabbonon that if a person swallows a revius, he becomes tome. Now this is a tumen de rabbonon. So oime Rivo, de bepsul gevia airi. Those gemores that said that you need a revius is speaking about that a person swallowed these mashke. The shiurei berevius, kida oma b'meila v'perikotche mizbeach, the chola mashke mitztarfen l'psul agviyem berevius. The gemore says, by this psul gviye, this din tume, that the tume da rabbonon, that if a person swallows mashkin, he becomes tume mi da rabbonon. Here you need a shir revius. And fakert, the shir revius is very mistava, because here the tume is, you're drinking a mashke tome. Ein shti epoches me revius. So therefore, here you need a shir revius. But in tumas mago, the tuma of touching, if mashkin touches an oichel, so there's no din of revius. I feel like kolshu is mekabo tume and metame acherim. This is shita sarivo. Verime forish, the Ri says a different mahalach. The ho, the beinen revius, hainu bahanach, the iker tume, lav de yereise. That's what you need a revius, is also speaking about tumas mage. Kigoin, stam yain kusim. It's speaking about stam yainom, yain of a goy. So that is metame bemage midrabonom. Vedam hayorek. or dam a yorik is metame b'maket, mi derais, da filo be yester, and mevi is le metame mi derais. A filo be more than a revis, it's also not metame min a teure. So memeile, this is a tumme der rabbonon of magim. So here they said, it needs a shich shivis. You need a revis of stam yenam. You need a revis of dam hayorik. Aber shar mashkin mi derais b'chol shuhum. Aber stam azoi mashkin, which was mekabel tumme, so there, a filo a kolshu is also bekoyach to be mitame. That is shitas hori. The Rabbeinu Tam oimer, the Rabbeinu Tam says, midiraise beinen revius latame acherem. Rabbeinu Tam holds like Rashi, that in order to be mitame acherem, you need a revius. Aye, what will we do with our gemore? Abo midarabonon mitame acherem bekolshu. He says, midarabonon, afilo akoshu of a mashkin is metame. So our Gemara is speaking about, when the Gemara answered that it is speaking about the mashkin bahadei oichel, we're speaking about a tumidarabonon, that the mashkin, which was a koshu, is metame midarabonon, the shlishi. Ula perush, so now Rabbi Natam has a tremendous problem. If the Gemara before already said a teret, that the mashkin is making the shlishi asheni derabonon, so why do you have to speak about mashkin? The Gemara eventually ends up by saying that oichol metam oichol midarabonon. So why did you need this whole ilkimta of mashkin? If the Gemara was nachis already, the Rav Chanina is speaking about a tumah derabonon, so forget about mashkin. That's the maskonas of Gemara. The ein oichol metam oichol midarais midarabonon miyem metam. So if it's speaking about a tumah derabonon, so if you're speaking about Oichel alone, why do you have to speak about Mashkin? That Kasha Taisu said, Ulo Perusha Yitzorich Loima, Bahash de Loimasik Adayte Sha Oichel Yitama Oichel Afilo Midarabon. The Gemara didn't know that an Oichel could be Metama an Oichel Midarabon. So Miditzrich look me be Mashkin and Midarabon. Lemuki Kemaskone da Oichel Metama Oichel Midarabon. Period. So this is the Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat. Now, Tosfos has a problem. Now, Tosfos, let us speak out, Oisabenik, what problem Tosfos has. Tosfos has a problem as follows. Tosfos says that the Gemara held now that ein oichel metama oichel afilo midarabonon. One oichel can be metama, another oichel midarabonon. Can be metama, another oichel midarabonon. So now, the Mishnah is speaking about, we had a shlishi letume. Now, how did this become a shlishi? How did the shlishi touch the shiny? Now, what did it touch? If it touched an oichel, so it's not a shlishi. Ein oichel metam oichel afilo midarabona. If it touched a shiny, it touched a mashke. If it touched a mashke. So we have a cloud, the Gemara says on Shabbos, that kol apoyslos atrume metame mashkin li yestchile. So every mashke that is a shiny min atoyre is a rishim midarabonim. So now this shlishi was already a shiny midarabonim before they burnt it together with the mashkin bahadi bosa. It was already a shiny midarabonim. It was a shiny midarabonim before. So what did you accomplish by burning it now with the bosel that had mashke? You're right to making it a sheini derabonon. Making it a sheini derabonon because the Rabbeinu Tam says that pochas mervis is a sheini midarabonon. So Memelus of the Rabbeinu Tam has a tremendous problem over here. How can you have a shlishi midereise which is not a sheini derabonon? That is the problem that Rabbeinu Tam held. So the Rabbeinu Tam says two terutzim. Afal gavdei noichol metama oichol afilo midarabonon. Mikol mokei mashkachna shlishi. So how do we have the shlishi? Al yedei eitzim ulevoina. Now what is eitzim ulevoina? Eitzim ulevoina is as follows. The Gemara says later, on daf yotes, there's a din, we learn that from a posik, vahabosor asheyiga b'chol tomei, vahabosor. So we learn out from the Vav of Vehaboso that even though B'chol HaTeira Kula only an Oichel or a Mashke is Mekabel Tumme or a Keli, But something that's not a noichel, not a mashke, cannot be mekabel tumim. But by kochim, there's a din, chibas ha-koidish mashveyu lo-oichel. That kochim, since koidish is so precious, so even you have something that's not edible, it's a spice, or it's a coal, so we learn out from the posik that it has, and it's also mekabel tumim. By kochim, there's a din that eitzim ulevoine are also mekabel. A piece of wood of kodesh is mekabel tumme. Spices of kodesh are mekabel tumme, even though they're not oichlum. So b'meila, so Tosfos says, so now I'll tell you pshat in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is speaking about that the shlishi touched eitzim ulevoine, which were a sheni. So now this is a shlishi midiraisa. It's not a sheni derabonon, it's a shlishi midiraisa. Now the shlishi will touch the mashkin, will become a sheni midarabonim. That's the first teretz of Taisvus. So Taisvus says, "Ava gam de neichum etam oichel afilu midarabonon, mikol mokeim mashkachna shlishi aydei eitzim alavoinim." You could have a shlishi with eitzim alavoinim. The eitzim alavoinim was a sheni, and this was a shlishi. Oi, or else, I'll tell you different tells. Aydei mashkin. It touched a mashkin which was a sheni. If it touched a mashkin which was a sheni, so automatically this mashkin is a rishim midarabonon, so it became already a sheni derabonon. Takati legozu dechalopaisos atrumim etame mashkin liyistrilim. This gzeire, that every mashkin becomes a rishim midarabonon, this gzeire was after our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is going back historically, mimeyim shel kahanim. So this was before this gzeire, before they made the yudches dovo. Before they made the yudches dovo, so memele, so the mashkin was only a sheni. In boso umashkin mi boile, so the Gemara says, if what you're saying is true, it should have said that it touched boso and mashkin. Bim taima, amai loi porich, mai irye shenitmo ba'ava tumim. Why, if the mashkin are being metame, the boso, so mashkin will become a rishon even if it touches a sheni letume. Ma'ir yeshenit ma ba'avatu ma'filo berishon b'sheni namik tevoch lekamon al rabbi kivim. Why does it have to say that it touched an avatume? Yeshloime mishum de rabbi chanine koma mimeyem shal kahanim. Mash mishum e'olam kachu. That this was all the time, like Taisa said before, Avkaidim Yutres Dovo, the Gozu the Cholapaisel Atrume Metame Mashkin Li Yistchile, Bekama the Shabbos Muki Ha'oichlem Ba'Kelim Shenitmu Bemashkin Bemashkin Haboy Machmas Yodayim. This din of the Yutres Dovo was that if Mashkin were touched by Stam Yodayim, so Olafisha Gozu the Yodayim Poislem Atrume Isna Mashkin Shenogu Ben Tchile. So the Yutches Dov, they were geyser that kol apoysel as a trumme metame mashkin li yestchile, but our Mishnah is speaking about before that gzeire. Let us go a little further. Hoysif Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva added on, mimeyim shol kehanim leinimnu milahadlik. They took shemen, which was a shlishi letume, and they burnt it in an air, which was a rishin letume. Fragte Gemara, Michdei Shemen Shenivsal Betful Yoim Mayhavi, Shemen that became possible from a Tful Yoim is a Shlishi. Vichi Madlik Lei Bener Shenitma Betomei Meis, and they took a Shlishi and they put it into a receptacle that touched a Tomei Meis, Mayhavi Sheini. They took a Shlishi and put it into a Rishin and it becomes a Sheini. Maike Mashmalon Shlishi Mutter Lasoise Sheini. You're allowed to make from a Shlishi a Sheini. Hainu Hach. So he's saying Mamish what Rab Chanina said. Let us see Taisvis. Maike Mashmalon the Shlishi Mutter Lasoise Sheini. Hainu Hach. So Taisvis says, Laman Diyoma Ein Oichul Metama Oichul Midarais. If you hold Ein Oichul Metama Oichul Leipore. So then there's no Kashe. The Lidi Dei Hoisif. According to that man, the Yomar Rabbi Kiva said, "I'm more than a chiddush. The mutter lasoisei af sheini deraisa. You'll have to make a shlishi deraisa sheini deraisa. Rabbi Chanina only said you'll have to make a shlishi deraisa sheini derabona. But according to the other man, the Yomar, that oichul metam oichul bekodesh. So Rabbi Chanina said already you're allowed to make a shlishi a sheini. So what was Rabbi Kiva moisif on Rabbi Chanina?" That's the Gemara's kasha. Maike mashmalon shlishi mutter lasoise sheini. Hainu hach. So this is the same thing that Rav Chanina said. Omar Rav Yehuda, hoche b'neir shal matches askino. We are speaking about that the neir that touched the avatume, that touched the tomei mace was a metal neir. The Rachmona Omar bechlal cherev areyu kecholo. We learn out a meiridik echidish that even though in all halachas of maga tume, if something touches something else, it always is a step lower. If something touches a rishin l'tume, it becomes a shiny. If something touches an avi avois atume, it becomes an ava tume. But by tumes meis and a kli matches, we have a klal bechlal cherev. The cherev, the sword, is equivalent to the dead person. Bechlal cherev. Cherev hareihu kecholo. That a sword that touches a dead person has the same din tume of a dead person. So if a sword touches a dead person, the sword becomes an aviyavaisa tume. If a sword touches a tome mace, the sword will become an avatume. So this halacha applies by all kli matches. So this ner that touched the tome mace, we're saying this ner is a ner shal matches, so this ner that touched the tome mace is a avatume. Not a rishin letume. The ner is an avatume. V'ahavale avatume. So now the ner is an avatume. V'kosoval shlishi muter lasoisei rishin. That is the chiddush of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Chanina said you can make from a shlishi a sheni letume. And Rabbi Kiva said you can make from a shlishi a rishin letume. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "My have a sheni, the neir have a rishin. I know after Rav Chanina, the teritz nebahochi, umay hoisiv Rabbi Kiva, the mash but the hoisiv edus aleidus chiddush al chiddush. What was he moisiv? What did he get on to Rav Chanina?" So the Gemara says, "Bechlal cherev, hikish cherev lecholo. The sword has the same dinim of the dead person. Matres shenoga b'meis, you had a metal keli." That touched a dead person, harei hu avi avoisa tume, that becomes a grandfather of tume. Ke meis atzmoi. Vishenoga betomei meis, if a klimatris touches a tomei meis, harei hu avatume kemoyu. Gzeres akosavi bematris eitzel tumes meis. This combination. A metal keli by tumes meis. Play eitzel shal tumes. Ahavolei ner ovatume. So the ner became now an ovatume. So now we made from a shlishi a rishin.